Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I'm Sadie from Nashville. I'm 8 years old, and I'm interviewing Ashley Graham, who was the narrator of last week's episode of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. If you haven't heard last week's episode, now is a good time to go back and check it out. Ashley, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Ashley Graham, a model, designer, author, advocate, entrepreneur, and most recently, a new mommy.
What makes you a rebel girl?
In a world where there's so many expectations for who we should be and what we should look like, I think that I've been successful because I've always found the uniqueness in myself and believed in who I am truly.
Josephine reminds us to have the courage to fight for what is right and to never give up. What's something you fight for?
I fight for a future of inclusivity and representation for everyone, and also a world where we can all have the opportunity to really discover our own voice and confidence. You know, when you're confident in who you are and know what you believe in, you can advocate for yourself and use your voice to speak up and empower others. And that's exactly what Josephine reminds me to do. She reminds me to be fearless in fighting for what I believe.
You're known for being open and honest about who you are. How do you stay true to yourself?
Staying true to yourself, I mean, I think it really starts with being honest and kind with who you are. I work on accepting myself for everything that I am, for better or for worse, and I take that energy and I use it into the world every single day without hesitation.
Do you have a message for young girls who don't feel comfortable in their bodies?
I just want to remind young girls that they're not alone, and we all have our own journeys to acceptance. And it's something that I had to work on a lot when I was younger, and I'm finally at a point where I truly love who I am. And yes, I have my good days and my bad days, but I think for anyone who doesn't feel comfortable with who they are, a good place to start is being thankful for your body and for what it does for you every day. Like, for example, like your legs, that they help you run and move. For your lungs, that give you a voice. And focusing on that gratefulness every single day. That's the most important thing you can do for yourself.
Who did you look up to when you were a young girl?
Honestly, my mom was my ultimate role model when I was younger. And even now, especially as a new mom, she's helped me so much. And I've really looked up to her in these beginning stages of mommyhood. She was also the first person who affirmed me and told me who I was. And she believed in me when I didn't. And to this day, she is my greatest confidant and cheerleader, her and Justin. but the relationships that I have with all the women in my life, I admire. And every single one of them is so fulfilling, and it's an amazing source of support and inspiration.
Thanks, Ashley. If you like the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Stay Rebel!
Hi, Rebels! We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.